Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In the walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord
from above and for our salvation. Let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the welding of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. This holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. Hallelujah. Christ the Lamb, who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Our riches, wisdom, and strength, and blessing and glory are His. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing, honor, glory, and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. For the Lamb who was slain has begun His reign. Alleluia. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you. Let us pray.
O Lord God, Heavenly Father, who by the humiliation of your Son did raise up the fallen world, grant to your faithful people perpetual gladness, and those whom you have delivered from the dangers of everlasting death, make partakers of eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Holy prophet Ezekiel, thus says the Lord God, indeed I myself will search for my sheep and seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock on the day he is among his scattered sheep, so will I seek out my sheep and deliver them from all the places where they were scattered on a cloudy and dark day. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them to their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, in the valleys, and in the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in good pasture, and their fold shall be on the high mountains of Israel. There they shall lie down in a good fold and feed in rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away. Bind up the broken, strengthen what was sick, but I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in judgment. This is the word of the Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Apostle St. Peter. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the harsh. This is commendable if, because of conscience toward God, one endures grief, suffering wrongfully. For what credit is it when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ has suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously, who bore himself our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. O Lord God, Heavenly Father, who did will your only begotten Son to learn obedience by the things that he suffered, thus being made perfect, he would become the author of eternal salvation. We beseech you, work in us such inward conformity with his holy patience, and may cause us to have part also in his glorious power. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. St. John, the 10th chapter. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. A hireling, he who is not the shepherd, one who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming, leaves the sheep, and flees. The wolf catches the sheep and scatters them. A hireling flees because he is a hireling. He does not care about the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known by my own. As the Father knows me, even so I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Other sheep I have which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. Therefore my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I might receive it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down. I have power to receive it again. This command I have received from my Father. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. O good and faithful shepherd Jesus Christ, who of your infinite love did lay down your life for the sheep, we beseech you, feed us upon pleasant pastures of your word. Give us to drink of the waters of salvation. Guide us by your Holy Spirit, as you know us and do continually minister to our needs. Even so, we would know you and hear your voice and follow you, who lives and reigns with Father and Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There are great and powerful things that are required of a shepherd, taken, of course, from the Good Shepherd, our Lord Jesus, which is very simply to feed the flock and to die for them. Unfortunately, even yet today, as was true in my seminary days, the seminary does not prepare young men for the pastoral office. I can only glean from my own experiences. Many years ago, one of our members had a possum in his backyard. He doesn't call possum busters, he calls me. I have no training in this. So we did what we could. A few years ago, a woman called me because she had bats in her house. Do I have exterminator on my forehead? I don't understand this. A loose dog in the neighborhood. Call the pastor. So I go, because for those of you who don't know my motto, anything for a dollar. And of course, there are many, even yet today among you this morning, who, for example, if the garbage isn't picked up on a specific day, they ask me about it. If there's no hot water in the bathrooms, they ask me about it. Most of you, all of you should know by now, but most of you do, how I feel about the bulletin. If your name is misspelled, if your birthday is incorrect or your anniversary, the head elder's here, the chairman's not here, the treasurer is here, all of you, I don't care. I don't do this. I don't do it. And I could say, you know, like my wife is happy. I'm not sorry. I get that you, well, I guess like me, I like to see my name in print because it means something. And if the carpet in the sanctuary here hasn't been vacuumed, I hear about it. If the bulbs are burned out, I hear about it. I'm not trained in these things. And then I realize, because I am, and I sincerely mean this, I'm not very smart. Okay? Do you remember those three categories that Freud used for people? They're not very flattering, and of course, I guess today they're politically incorrect. I only remember two, idiot and moron. But I'm here, okay? I'm not very clever. And it took me quite a while to understand why people come to me with these things. It's not because they think that I should do something about it. That's what I thought initially. And it's not because they're busybodies. And that's what I thought initially, because my first impression of people is that they're bad, they're evil, and this is what they want. They're trying to get something off their chest, and I just happen to be in the way, and you're going to get it, and that's the end of that. But that's not true. It's not true. Sincerely, these people love their church, and they want it perfect. And if there are leaves on the lawn, it needs to be taken care of. Like I said later, it occurred to me because it reflects on them. And because I just happen to be here, I should see about it. And you're right. Don't call me about the possums, though. I'm not going to do that anymore. Okay? But I do have to admit, that sure was fun. It's like catching a chicken. It was hilarious. And then, from that understanding, the light turned on a little bit brighter. I've come to know that people who do this and seek me out for these reasons is because that they love me. So when you go home this day, sing an extra Magnificat or Te Deum that I finally got it. It took a while. Jesus is the good shepherd because he lays down his life for the sheep. Nobody takes it from him. He does this on his own accord. This is why the Father, at Jesus' baptism and at the Transfiguration, refers to him as the Beloved One. Because from the Father's perspective, the sheep are more valuable than his own substance. That is a powerful thing to contemplate. For those who think that worship and liturgies are boring, contemplate on that by yourself sometime. That our God of very God would be dismissed by his Father so that he would gather you together to himself. It is a powerful responsibility that you have placed upon me here. And knowing that, for both of us, your response should be just do it. You don't have to tell me that you're more important than I am. I know that. But be diligent and be wise and demand that I continue to lay down my life for you because you are deserving. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Stand for the creed and the prayers.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things, visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we, your unworthy servants, give you humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all mankind, but especially for your love in the redemption of the world by our Lord and Savior Jesus. We offer to you our supplications for the well-being of your church throughout the world, that she would be guided and governed by your Holy Spirit. Send down upon all pastors of the gospel and the congregations committed to their care the Spirit of your grace, Lord, in your mercy. We beseech you with your favor to behold and help all who are in authority over us. Replenish them with your grace, that they would always be inclined to do your will and walk according to your commandments. Lord, in your mercy. May it please you to preserve all that travel, to help all in peril, to satisfy the needs of all your creatures, to direct and defend our armed forces. Lord, in your mercy. We commend to your fatherly goodness all those who are afflicted in any way, especially Hubert, Bert, Johnny, Lily, Emily, Brenda, and Lisa. Comfort and relieve them according to your holy will. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Heavenly Father, you have revealed to the world through your servant, the prophet Jeremiah, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. Heavenly Father, therefore, protect and establish the unborn. Turn the hearts of those who propose the killing of these children to mercy. Guide them through your gospel. Forgive their repentant hearts. Keep us mindful that all life comes from your hand and is sacred. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy and obedient to your will through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Reconciled with God.
Bless these, our tithes and offerings, for the furtherance of your kingdom in accordance with your holy will, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. But chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the very Paschal Lamb who was offered for us and has taken away the sin of the world. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing.
Blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and to be our Savior. With repentant joy we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and in the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers. Deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship with the Son and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we have forgiven those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat,
This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me."
Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Take the body of Jesus, give it to death to you. Take and drink the blood of Jesus, show you the forgiveness of your sins. Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. In the Lord, peace you are forgiven.
Thank you.
Welcome to the table of the Lord.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given over to death for you.
Take and drink the true blood of Christ.
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 Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Take
and drink the true blood of Christ.
Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Shed for you.
Take and drink the true blood of Christ.
Shed for you.
Take and drink the true blood of Christ. Shed for you.
Jesus' body and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace, you are free.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. and blood strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart in peace, you are free.
Holy Ghost, the Comforter. Thou art the King of glory, O Christ. Thou art the everlasting Son of the Father. When thou tookest upon thyself to deliver man, thou didst humble thyself to be born of a virgin. When thou hadst overcome the sharpness of death, thou didst open the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Thou sittest at the right hand of God in the glory of the Father. Believe thou shalt come to be our judge. We therefore pray thee, help thy servant, whom thou hast redeemed with thy precious blood. Make them be remembered with thy saints in glory. Govern them and lift them up forever. Day by day we magnify thee, and we worship your name forever and ever. Vouchsafe, O Lord, to keep us this day without sin. O Lord, have mercy upon us, have mercy upon us. Lord, let thy mercy be upon us, as our trust is in thee. O Lord, in thee have I trusted, let me never be confounded.
Let us pray.
The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous. For praise is comely for the upright. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith to you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God now and forever.
Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with his countenance and give you peace.
Well, good morning to you all. We have Mr. Gander here.